So let's review. This weekend, President Trump revealed there was a secret Camp David summit. In the same tweet, he said it was canceled. Then today, he declared any talks between the U.S. and the Taliban to be dead. The Trump administration's handling of the process has left many observers bewildered. But how unusual is this style of diplomacy? Monica Duffy Toft is director of the Center for Strategic Studies at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. You've studied more than 100 conflicts, Monica. Is there any precedent for what the U.S. has been doing in talking with the Taliban?
Yes, there's precedent for it. You're just talking to the opposition. You're talking to the former, combatants that you were fighting. Of course, if you want to get a negotiated settlement, you have to, deal with them and have a dialogue. I think what was unprecedented was the lack of agreement within the administration, and in particular at the highest levels, and how it was going to be handled, and then how, when, pulling the plug on it, how it was going to be announced. So the fact of the negotiations, that's good, actually, that, we're thinking about bringing all of the parties perhaps to the table. At this point, it was just the Taliban, and trying to seek a negotiation, a political settlement to this war, because there's not going to be a military settlement. We've been trying that for 18 years. But I think what was odd about this was the manner in which the plug was pulled, and then the announcement, and actually many in the administration not being aware that the chief executive, who was going to, bring the party there to finally sign and seal the deal, just made an announcement that, nope, it's not going to happen. We're done.
Well, when you have a civil war with a strong foreign intervention force like the U.S. in Afghanistan, typically how do these conflicts end?
They usually end, well, they actually don't end. What you get is decades or, years and years, if not decades, of continued very low activity. So I think what you'll likely see is each side arming themselves again and trying to defeat. I think the Taliban's made it very clear that it calls the Afghan government the stooge government, right? It sees it as a proxy for the United States. And so I do think you're going to see them trying to overthrow the government. And then I think you'll go into low scale, low intensity conflict for a very long time.
All right. That's a really depressing scenario. Let's just say, what we've got facing us right now is a draft U.S. deal with the Taliban. It's been kind of walked away from. It did not even include a ceasefire. Where would you start again? I mean, we know the talks didn't include the Afghan government. What is needed for peace right now?
I think everybody needs to step back and take a deep breath. I think what really needs to be done is a little bit more patience in the sense of trying to get the two main parties in Afghanistan to talk to one another. I don't know how you do that. It's going to take a lot of time because both the Taliban now and the Afghan government feel as if the United States was not doing right by them. And so I think for a while the talks are going to be stalled. But then I think what they're going to have to do is diplomacy with both sides to try to bring them together. But the current administration, as you know, is very impatient. I mean, these things take years and years to negotiate.
And the Trump White House impatience, what's that about? Is that about 2020?
I think it is. I think that he President Trump said he was going to solve this problem, that he was going to bring peace to Afghanistan. And he does not appreciate, and I have to say, generally speaking, how difficult diplomacy is, that it's not a business deal. There's not necessarily a price to this, that people, can be bought off with something, that you actually have to work really hard to understand the fundamental issues and work with the different parties and shuttle back and forth. And I actually was impressed. There's 9 different meetings in Doha. Zalmay Khalilzad, was the one negotiating this. And I guess what's really tragic about this is they were actually doing the right thing in taking a longer term sort of negotiating strategy, willing to work with the Taliban, finally recognizing that, yes, this is an indigenous and in the eyes of many Afghans, legitimate political group that should probably have a say at the table. And I guess what's so tragic is all of that work seems to have been tossed out because the president just decided that he was going to tweet and say, nope, we're not going to go to Camp David. And on top of that, the way in which they were going to bring people to Camp David, not being fully honest and open about how that was going to be done. And so then the parties, even if they had gotten there, they may not have been willing to negotiate.
We'll leave it there, Monica. Monica Duffy Toft, director of the Center for Strategic Studies at the Fletcher School at Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks very much, Monica.
Thank you, Margo. Have a great day.